Hello and welcome back. Let's today talk about what are the working capital investment decisions. So let's today understand what is this working capital. We spoke about investment decisions. We understand investment is with respect to putting in money in different projects. And when you're putting this money, we do require a fund known as working capital. So under investment decision, what is this working capital investment decision is what we're going to talk about in this particular chapter. So we'll understand what's the concept of working capital. We'll try to analyze the different types of working capital. We'll also understand what is the working capital cycle. We'll look at working capital management, some of the basic requirements with respect to decision-making process in financial management when it comes to working capital. We'll look at different working capital policies and strategies involved, and what is finally the working capital investment decision. Let's start with understanding the concept of working capital. So what do I mean by working capital? Working capital is nothing but the basic sum which any company requires for day-to-day activities in the company. I'll say it is that particular amount which represents whether you have sufficient liquidity or money to run the project or no. It is also known as a financial metric, which represents operating liquidity available to any business, organization or other entity, including government entity. So we are saying that is the bare minimum money which the company requires for running its organization on a daily basis. It is calculated using two forms of items, that is current assets and current liabilities. So we'll say working capital is nothing but it is that amount which you get after you deduct all your current liabilities from current assets. If current assets are lesser than current liabilities, the entity would have a working capital deficiency. So it's always important that a company maintains a sufficient amount of current assets vis-a-vis its current liabilities. To do a quick recap, what do you mean by current assets? Current assets are those assets which have a shorter span of time. So they are those money invested in any by a firm whose period or maturity is less than a year. Or I'll say they are the ones which are consumed in a particular year. Less than a year, within a year's time. And current liabilities are similarly those repayments and borrowings which the firm has received, which needs to be repaid back, which the company owes to others in less than a year. So what is working capital? It is nothing but your total current assets minus your current liabilities. And it's important that you are always in surplus with respect to working capital. You need not fall in deficiency by having more current liability versus your current assets, because that would impact the goodwill and the brand name of the company. The basic calculation of working capital would be done on the basis of gross current assets of the firm. So when I'm saying what is working capital or gross working capital is the total money which the company has invested in its current assets. So my total current assets denote my gross working capital. Any increase in any net working capital basically would speak about two things. First, either you have increased your current assets, so there is an increase in your net working capital, or you have repaid any of your current liability, which ensures that your short-term obligations are now less, which has increased your working capital. So working capital gets impacted by two factors. Either you increase your current assets in order to have more net working capital, or you pay off your debt to have more working capital. Vis-a-vis, in case there are less current assets versus, that means you have decreased your current assets, that is going to negatively impact your working capital. Similarly, you have increased your current liabilities, that is also going to negatively impact your working capital. So you may fall into deficiency because of these two factors. So this is with respect to deficiency of working capital. Now let's look at what are the different types of working capital, or what are the different terminologies used when we talk about working capital. classification of these working capital, basically it's divided into two parts. One, on the basis of the concept of working capital, and second, on the basis of time. When we talk about the concept, there are two concepts: gross working capital and net working capital. Gross working capital is my total investment of the company in current assets. My total money blocked in current assets, or I'll say total money invested in current assets, is nothing but my gross working capital. What is net working capital? Net working capital is nothing but it is my gross working capital minus my current liabilities. So I'm saying, when I have my total current assets and I deduct my current liabilities from it, whatever answer I get is nothing but my net working capital. It's the net amount invested or remaining or surplus remaining with the company after paying off all its current liabilities. This is with respect to the basis of concept of what is gross working capital and net working capital. Let's talk about how does working capital terminology change when we talk about the period. So let's take the first one. On the basis of time, first category is permanent working capital. What is permanent working capital? The company has realized over a period of time that every month it is going to require a lakh of rupee in case of working capital. This working capital money is used for paying off different obligations. So if that's the case, I have a lakh of rupee with me in hand as my permanent working capital, which is coming. So a fixed amount of working capital which the company has determined, which the company keeps on investing every month in order to ensure it doesn't run out of cash, is nothing but permanent working capital. Under permanent working capital, we would have regular working capital or we would have reserve working capital. Regular working capital is that capital which would be regularly used by the company. So the company may see that, you know, after every 15 days, their working capital requirement is 80,000 rupees. So initial 15 days, I'm only utilizing the 20,000 of my 1 lakh. If that's the case, my regular working capital is definitely 1 lakh rupees, out of which I may further divide it into 20 and 80, with 80 being a major chunk, and plan to keep my working capital accordingly. So regular means it's a regular feature. Every month we are seeing a cycle wherein a lakh of rupee gets consumed, and so you term it as a regular working capital. What's a reserve working capital? Reserve working capital is an additional working capital which I may keep in case of any contingency. So I feel that the market scenario is becoming, you know, is seeing a boom, and there's going to be a lot of demand of my product. And maybe there is a possibility that in the coming quarter, I make double the sales what I've made in this quarter. In that case, however, I'm keeping a regular working capital of a lakh of rupee, I would want to create a reserve in advance for my next quarter. So I've created a reserve of, say, 2 lakh rupees, thinking that I'm expecting the demand to be double. What if even it becomes more than double? So such kind of working capital, which is like a contingency fund created by the company, is known as reserve working capital. Let's talk about the second category under the basis of time for working capital. It's temporary working capital. Temporary means this is not a regular working capital which the company creates. It is something which the company only does few times in a month, or maybe few days, or there is a possibility that in one quarter or maybe two quarters, and so on. So temporary is something which is created not as a regular feature, but yes, one-off case, or maybe for few business cycles. So temporary working capital could be further divided into seasonal and special working capital. When we talk about seasonal working capital, maybe I'm an umbrella making company. So what I would do in the month of April and May, I'll produce more of umbrellas and keep them ready for my rainy season to start. In such a case, I'm saying that my product has very high seasonal demand. Since my product has very high seasonal demand, my working capital requirement before the season or during the season becomes very, very crucial. So I will maintain a big amount of chunk as my working capital, looking at the business cycle or the seasonality of my product. So that kind of working capital is known as seasonal working capital. So regular working capital of my company is lakh of rupee. And before the rainy season, I ensure that I create another seasonal working capital fund of say 5 lakh rupees to use it or to produce more in case of contingency. Next is special working capital. Special working capital is that working capital which is created for some special reason. That means I know that right now things are not very good with respect to the global market scenario. And maybe I'm importing a particular raw material coming from Japan, or maybe I'm importing something which is coming from China. And these countries, because of being in recession, I'm going to get a hit on purchasing this raw material from these, you know, countries. Maybe the vendors don't supply me properly, don't pay me on time, or, you know, this could be some reason. If that's the case, I'll create a special working capital fund in advance to ensure that I don't run out of working capital in such a scenario. Maybe there is a huge competition for getting raw material. And to get the raw material at a competitive price, I intend to pay cash so that I can pick up a better volume and maybe I get a good discount. In that case, special working capital could be used to meet this particular requirement. This is with respect to types of working capital. Now let's talk about what is a working capital cycle. Working capital cycle is also known as an operating cycle. This particular cycle is nothing but the total number of days which a company would require money. So after every, you know, few days, what are these few days? What is the minimum number of days which a company needs to convert its purchases into cash? So if you see working capital cycle, it comprises of three levels of inventory. So I've purchased my raw material. That's inventory number one. So inventory of raw material to be maintained. Second, the raw material has been put into machine and it is into production process. However, I have not finished the production. So it is work in progress, semi-finished inventory. So second level of inventory would be work in progress inventory. And third, the work in progress gets converted into finished good ready for sale. So the third level of inventory is finished good inventory. So three inventories in place: raw material, work in progress and finished good. Plus my debt collection period. Now sold the goods to customers who are my debtors on credit. Now these people are going to return me money back maybe after 2 months. So after 2 months means after 60 days. So this 60 days is also my debtor collection period or debt collection period, which is also part of my operating cycle. So conversion of this into cash again is nothing but my operating cycle. So my operating cycle says how much, you know, how many days or what is the period, what is the cycle where you convert the raw material into finished good and recover that money back in form of receivable from your debtors. This entire thing is known as working capital cycle. In case I am paying advance to procure the raw material, the advance days are also calculated as part of working capital cycle or my operating cycle. This is with respect to working capital cycle. Now, if I know my cycle is of say 60 days, okay, 30 days, how I decided it? So my receivables, that means if my customers were to pay me money after a month, so after 30 days, I'm receiving money from my customers. However, my suppliers want me to pay the money in the next 15 days. So 30 minus 15, that 15 days I would require money. There is a deficiency of money for me. From where this money is going to come? This money would come with in form of short-term loan, working capital loan, or any kind of funding received from any financial institution. So what do I want to do? I want to ensure this number of days are minimum and I don't run out of cash very now and then. I maintain a positive working capital cycle. However, the cycle number days are comparatively less. So how can I do that? Or what is this mechanism all about? This mechanism is known as working capital management. So working capital management is nothing but they are decisions relating to working capital and short-term financing. I'm going to take a decision to take a loan for 15 days, as I told you. So this short-term financing decision is known as working capital management. This working capital management will ensure any company does not become illiquid. That means I will ensure with the short-term loan that my company always have funds to do the day-to-day activities of the company. I have sufficient cash flows which take care of any kind of short-term obligations which I need to pay. So in case there is a creditor who comes and asks me money, I have sufficient cash to pay off the money and any kind of operating expenses, whether paying off my electric bills, paying off my credit card bills for the company or paying rent of the particular office or plant, all this is done in timely basis. And this money, how would it be managed? It would be managed with the help of working capital management, because the money is going to be paid from their working capital. One measure of this cash flow is provided by cash conversion cycle. So operating cycle is telling you the total number of days of working capital. Similarly, cash conversion cycle will tell you the number of days you have converted your raw material into the final money to be received from the customer. So I bought the raw material today, day one. I processed it in the machine and made it a finished good in 10 days. That's 11 days. I sold it on the 12th day. And the money I have recovered maybe after the next 15 days. So 12 plus other 15 days, 27 days becomes my cash conversion cycle. My raw material got converted into cash after these 27 days. So that's my cash conversion cycle. So one way in which you can find out cash flows, how much cash to maintain, it is through cash conversion cycle. Second could be based on your inventory levels. Third could be you could look at what are your return on capital and your return on equity. This will help you to understand what's the profitability of the company. This will also ensure that you're giving sufficient kind of returns for the money which you have raised. And you know, no money or capital is kept idle. This factor will also help you to understand what will be the best credit policy when it comes to working capital. So if you're looking at cash conversion cycle, this becomes a very important determinant for your working capital cycle. If you're able to lessen the days of your cash conversion, you know, managing your working capital becomes very, very simple. Let's talk about the factors which determine the need to take working capital investment decisions. What would make you take a decision how much working capital to maintain or how much working capital not to maintain? That means what percentage, whether high working capital to be maintained or low working capital to maintain. Let's understand this to what are these factors which impact your decision making. Let's take the first factor, business growth. Business growth means, say for example, your company is now planning to launch a new product or to explore a new market, or the company is growing further into different other aspects or maybe starting up new business. In such a case, when the company is growing and the sales are increasing or maybe you are venturing into new projects, your working capital requirement would be very high. So I'll require more working capital in case my company is growing. So if my business sees growth, working capital requirement increases. Second, seasonal demand. In case my product sees different business cycles, then depending on the cycle, business cycle, where I see high demand in sales, my working capital requirement for that particular season would be very, very high. Let's take example. In case of India, we see that a lot of automobile manufacturing deliveries, okay, a lot of auto deliveries happen usually on auspicious days, could be a Gudi Padwa or Diwali. If that's the case, those are the two seasons when the company is seeing a lot of auto products getting sold out. So the company would pre-manufacture those in those previous months. So the months when they are manufacturing to cater to the seasonal demand of customers to deliver them during the days, the auspicious day when they want the vehicle, is nothing but seasonal demand. Since I'm manufacturing more, the demand of the product is more, my working capital requirement is also comparatively more. Inventory management. There are a lot of companies who now want to have just-in-time inventory, or they are looking at managing inventory at zero level. Why? When we talk about working capital, we said there are three inventories which we are managing: raw material inventory, work in progress inventory, and finished good inventory. Since I'm blocking my funds in these three inventory, they come with a cost. So inventory management here talks about how well is your company managing inventory of all these three to ensure there is no layover or stoppage in production, no lead time for the inventory to reach the plant. So how you're managing your inventory, that's per se one. How many days you're going to manage your inventory? How much time do you manage your inventory? And second, where, you know, what is your ordering or carrying cost? So what is the economic order quantity which you place to ensure your cost is minimum? So working capital looks at both the aspects: the cost aspect, what have you defined as your order quantity, how much inventory are you going to manage? That would define what working capital will you require. If you have an efficient working capital, you know, efficient inventory management system in place, your working capital requirement would be comparatively lesser. So I know exactly when I'm going to order, what would be my carrying cost, and that's the time I'll require my working capital. Fourth aspect is with respect to credit policy. When we talk about credit policy, in case I have a very relaxed credit policy, that means I'm giving a lot of credit period, I'm not managing my receivables well, I'm allowing people to, you know, pay even after the deadlines. So if you've given a credit period of say 30 days and you're not managing your money to come from debtors and you're allowing them other 10 or 15 days grace period, so who's going to bear that grace period cost? It's you as a company. So in case you have a relaxed credit policy, your working capital requirement increases because you would have to, you know, take a working capital loan to meet your working capital requirement. However, if you have a very strict or stringent working capital policy, then your working capital requirement will be comparatively lesser. And I'll say you'll be an efficient company managing your working capital. Come to the fifth one, that is supplier relationship. My relationship with all those creditors who are giving me raw material also determines my working capital cycle. How? In case my creditors are okay giving me a better credit period, so if I'm going to receive my receivables in 30 days, so my customers pay me in 30 days, and I'm going to pay my suppliers after 45 days, that 15 days buffer what you see is something which will give me some relaxed time to manage my other activity or to manage my money. So better supplier relationship ensures better credit available from suppliers. This also impacts my working capital investment. My working capital investment would be less if my supplier relationships are very good and I'm able to get a lot of raw material at a better period of credit. Next factor could be cash flow management. We spoke about cash conversion cycle and we said it's very important to understand how your entire purchase of raw material gets converted into sales and from sales to receivable management, how it got converted into cash. This cash conversion cycle will tell you whether the company requires cash very frequently or only for making timely payments. So if they are only for operating expenses to be done and only a bare minimum working capital, we'll say your cash flow management is really well. If your cash flow management is done properly, you exactly know what is your working capital requirement and you'll be able to efficiently use the money. Come to the next factor, debt management. Every company is borrowing money to meet its short-term obligations. This debt, whenever or a short-term obligation would come, it will come with an interest rate, that is a cost. So lesser days of debt taken is always better. And how will you ensure that? An efficient working capital policy ensures that you don't get into working capital deficiency and you don't raise this money from debt. So no raising of short-term obligation of debt if you manage your working capital well. Operating cycle. Every company wants a smaller operating cycle so that you don't require, you know, funds frequently. That means I want that my cycle should be such that I'm able to manage my business. The cash keeps on coming in the company quickly and I don't have to borrow money from the market. There could also be external economic factors, maybe a recession period, high inflation, which impacts my raw material prices, or recession, which impacts the demand in the market, for me to decide how much money to keep in hand or whether to produce more goods or no. This would directly impact my working capital. In case there is a recession and the, you know, and basically the demand of my product is very less, I'll not keep a lot of working capital because I'll slow down my production. In case inflation is high and the raw material prices are also rising, and you know, that's the reason maybe I would require more working capital to give it to my supplier in order to get continued flow of my raw material. So external economic factors would also decide how much working capital would be your requirement. Next is technological advancements. What is technological advancement to do with working capital? Nowadays, a lot of enterprise resource planning system or inventory management softwares are available, which would do the placing of inventory on its own, thereby reducing the cost and blocking a lot of funds unnecessarily in inventory. So the use of such technology advanced system or software by your company, which ensures better inventory management, would definitely impact your working capital. So the technology would help you or support you to manage your inventory levels better, thereby improving your operating cycle. Next is regulatory environment. The government regulations with respect to credit period, payment of terms, these or maybe a sudden change with respect to the environment norms. So the government, you know, telling auto companies to right now invest in electric vehicles or to come up with renewable energy sources in case of running the manufacturing plant. If such stricter norms come, how would you manage it? You would require cash to immediately do this particular investment. Maybe it's a short term. So maybe the government wants me to ensure that I do a sewage treatment near my plant as part of my sustainability project and sends me a notice as a mandate that it should be done within the next 15 days. What am I going to do? Am I going to run somewhere, get a loan? So working capital money could be used in case of such, you know, contingency. So regulatory or environment factors could also impact my working capital management. Market competition, competitors pushing in a lot of sales, or we trying to push in a lot of sales to compete with the competitors. The pushing of sales would require high production, and high production will require high working capital. So market competition also becomes one of the factors. Similarly, we look at working capital ratios. We already said we look at liquidity ratios. I look at a current asset ratio or a quick ratio. I would want to ensure that I manage a current ratio of 1:1 or 2:1 or a quick ratio of 1:1 and current asset ratio of 2:1 to ensure there is a continuous flow of money in my company and my asset position is very strong, which ensures my working capital management is done well and my working capital amount is well in place, not putting me into any deficiency position. So, what do we understand from these factors? How can we manage working capital? We can manage working capital primarily under four categories. First, by ensuring a smooth and efficient cash management. So, please ensure your cash conversion cycle is very good and you're able to manage your cash, convert your raw material quickly into cash by selling off the products to debtors and recovering the money quicker. Your inventory management systems are in place. That means, you know, what is your economic order quantity? How much inventory? Will you manage whether just in time or zero inventory so that less number of days of inventory, blockage of money? Third, debtors management. This talks about receivable management. We'll check who are the customers who are my regular defaulters, not maybe sell products on credit in future to them. Try to look at the credit credibility and the character of the debtor before giving large sum of money. And efficient recovery of this money also is our responsibility. So data management, very important to manage working capital. And last, short-term financing. This is the last resort. In case you fall in any kind of deficiency, you could look at short-term capital loans, working capital loans, which could help you to ensure smooth flow of business or smooth flow of production in the coming days. So these four factors would ensure a very effective working capital management. So once you now understand what is working capital, what are the factors impacting working capital, let us understand how much should be your working capital investment, or where should this investment all be. So working capital, we all know, is nothing but an investment in my liquid assets. Current assets are liquid assets. I want to keep good amount of money in case of liquid, not even block them in inventory. So ensure you have good liquidity with you. There's always a trade-off between liquidity and profitability, whether to keep money in liquidity or to invest that money back. So you need to first understand how much money is required and only keep that amount of liquid, which you can, you know, manage as a cost. Second, we'll also say that working capital investments are those investments which are required for paying unexpected and planned expenses. Working capital definitely is used for planned expenses, but also understand it is that money which is used by a firm in case of contingency. It's also a contingency fund which the company builds in order to meet its short-term obligations. So any kind of rent, electricity payment, or any sudden bills which come or which arise for the company, this working capital money could be used for working capital, investment money could be used for paying off such obligations. This ensures that the company's credibility is in place. Working capital investment is also said to be that amount of money which we require in case you are expanding your business, meeting short-term obligations, or covering business expense. I'll also say that working capital investment is that money which the company is going to use for its day-to-day activities for all its business projects. So your business projects to keep on running, for them to generate more and more revenue, you will always ensure that your working capital investment is done properly. You have managed that money well in your current assets, which could be converted into liquid assets whenever liquid assets could be converted into cash whenever required. So two types of assets which you see in a company. We know there are fixed assets and current assets. Fixed assets are machinery, property which are generating the money, and current assets are those assets that are used in one fiscal year. Working capital investment is primarily looking at capital investment with respect to current assets. In fixed asset, I've already put the money, the machine is rolling and it's getting me the revenue. But these current assets are nothing but those expenses which I'm going to incur for the project to ensure my machine keeps on running. So working capital investment primarily would focus on this current assets. So working capital investment could be defined as current asset minus current liabilities. That's one of the simplest form of defining working capital, and it is also a formula which is known as working capital investment money. So let's look at what current assets or how these current assets are important. So working capital investments is these current assets become very, very important because they are those assets which would get rolled over in few months, few days, and they will ensure that the company remains liquid. If all this is to be managed, how do I decide how much working capital to keep? Whether to keep a high amount of working capital or to keep a very less amount of working capital. So what should be my company's working capital policy? So let us understand what are these different types of policy and how does it impact you. So working capital policy is usually determined by a company depending on what are its targeted sales. If I know my revenue numbers are very high and most of my revenues are coming in cash, my working capital requirement would be comparatively less. You know, in contrast, if I know my working capital, you know, my sales are happening with 90% sales happening on credit, only 10% to be, you know, in cash, maybe my working capital requirement is more. So working capital management would basically look at two consecutive stages when we are deciding or taking a decision what policy to adopt. First, what is the level of current assets which the company intends to maintain? And what level of these current assets will ensure that the company keeps on producing and selling on timely basis in order to achieve the targeted sales of the company? And second, which means are you going to use in order to finance this current asset? So where is the current asset money going to come? Is this investment self-financed? Is this money coming from a mix of short-term and long-term finance? So how are you financing your current assets? Vis-a-vis, after you have determined this, you can take decision what policy would you actually adopt. So I'll adopt an aggressive policy if I know that I have cash coming in very quickly in my company. When I say aggressive policy, that means I will maintain a very low level of working capital. I'll not invest much amount in current assets. I'll not require money for any contingency because I know what provisions are there in future and they are very less unforeseen events is what I'm saying. So such a policy is known as aggressive policy of working capital. Next is conservative policy. Conservative policy is exactly opposite the aggressive policy. This policy is also known as relaxed policy. This policy will ensure that you keep sufficient amount of cash in hand as working capital in order to meet your short-term obligations. It also may create an additional contingency fund or reserve fund to take care of working capital demands of the company. Moderate policy is nothing but a mix of both the policies. So aggressive and conservative, a mix of both the policies, which have characteristics of both, a balanced approach of managing working capital is known as moderate policy. So these are the three different policies: aggressive, conservative, and moderate policy. This aggressive policy is nothing but an aggressive strategy also. So when I'm saying what strategy I'm going to adopt, restricted policy says restrict the amount to be kept in working capital. So I am very aggressive about my working capital. So I'm following an aggressive strategy. When I say conservative, I'm saying it's a relaxed policy. I'm relaxed with respect to the money to be kept, more amount of money kept in working capital. So I'm conservative in nature. It's a conservative strategy of managing working capital. And moderate policy and moderate strategy is nothing but this. If you see, if I map it through here, if we map it, we'll see that in case of a relaxed or conservative policy, there is huge amount of money which is required. Since the money required is more, the return on such assets would be comparatively lesser. So return on assets would get impacted having a conservative policy where there's huge sum of investment in current asset. While as an aggressive policy, your return on assets is better and the amount required or blocked in current assets is comparatively lesser. So these are the three different policies. Looking at your company's business cycle, your company's different factors, which we've discussed in detail in the previous slides, you may adopt either of these three strategies. Thank you. This is with respect to working capital. We'll talk about different short sources of finance in detail in the coming few chapters. Thank you.